Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And thank you folks for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk about chickpeas and lentils and other pulse crops with Eric Barcht from AGT Foods. Plus, the paddlefish fingerlings are being eaten by walleyes in Lake Sakakawea. And Greg Hennessy, the president and founder of North Star Caviar out of Williston, talks about that issue. A congressional cannabis caucus has been formed in Washington, D.C. Justin Strickle from Normal talks to us about that. And Brian Kalk, former public service commissioner for North Dakota and now with the Energy and Environment Research Center up in Grand Forks, North Dakota. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Something on my mind.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Brian Kalk with the Energy and Environmental Resource Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Transitioning to your new role at the EERC, the Energy Environmental Research Center up at Grand Forks, are you replacing someone? Is it a new position? Kind of how did this come about, and what is the duties and responsibilities?
No, great question. Actually, it came about very quickly. I was at a retirement party over the Christmas break, and Mike Holmes had been the Director of Energy Systems Development up at EERC for many, many years. I don't think it was quite 20, but it was close. And so Mike retired from the EERC and moved to a different position away from there. So that's how the vacancy was created. And quite honestly, I was at his retirement, and I put two and two together. I'm like, well, geez, Mike is leaving. That's a heck of a great job he's got. There's a lot going on. So we applied for the position. We had a couple interviews over the Christmas holiday break, and then I was offered the position. It came apart pretty quick. Came together pretty quickly, but it's the ERC has been doing work up there for, oh gosh, almost 60, 70 years. They started as actually a lignite coal facility, doing all a Department of Energy lab, if you will. And then about in the 80s, it got defederalized and became an extension of UND to do all types of energy and environmental research. And so, you know, my position will be to oversee a group of researchers that are working on, next generation coal plants, working on better ways to burn gas, transport gas, better ways to work with renewables, working with the industry, trying to figure out what their needs might be, and working with pipeline companies, figuring out better ways to monitor pipelines if there is a spill, better ways to clean up the soil. And so it's going to be more of a leadership role / quasi-technical. I understand there's a lot more technical people there that know more about the technical side than I do. And quite honestly, the relationships we've built with I chair the National Coal Council, or the National Coal Group for our regulatory group of NARUC. I'm on the National Coal Council, and so, a lot of experience in siting projects. So, I'm involved in a different part of the energy field now, to where we're talking about getting projects the research that what's the next generation of projects going to be, getting them approved, getting them built. I think our goal is to bring a different perspective to that job. But I'm really excited, Jason. I think it's going to be a nice transition. I think we'll, quite honestly, be able to help our state more in this, in that position than I'll be able to as a regulator, because I've enjoyed my time, but I'm ready for something different.
Is there going to be a dress code that you're not allowed to wear bison paraphernalia?
It's funny, as a good loyal bison, when my friend found out I'm going to work at UND, that's been the number one question they ask. What in the heck are you doing going to work at UND? And then the next question they always ask me is, can you get us hockey tickets? So I think it's just good rivalry. But, you know, both are great universities, and they both have a lot going on. And I suspect we'll be doing some work with NDSU as well, because a lot of those areas, they touch both parks. So ag research is big down there. So when it comes to, you know, remediating spills and cleanups, I know that NDSU's got a lot of good policies on that too, and procedures they put together. So I'm excited to leverage both universities and help out where we can.
Well, I'm glad you brought that transition in, because I was going to transition to the UAS industry. I know they're doing a lot with either transmission lines or pipelines. The UAS industry, of course, is big up in Grand Forks, but a lot of people don't know that NDSU does a lot of the software and the analytics that is up in the sky. So any thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's great when both of our major universities do things together. It's, you know, that whole, you know, research corridor that many have talked about for decades. You know, the more the universities work together, I think the better it is for everybody, because they're not competitors, I think, really. And when, you know, the UAS system, UAVs, I think there's unlimited potential there. And so, you know, we've done a little work with them on the BSC, actually, with some of the companies. So I think it's huge opportunities. And I think what you need to do is figure out, you know, what do we need for, let's just say, pipeline safety, and figure out which places, which universities has a better research potential. And
to listen to the full-length interview with Brian Kalk with the Energy and Environmental Research Center, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
We'll find a softer sea, and with the waves coming up and the rain coming down, and you think, baby, we're all going down, just remember, darling, I built this boat to float.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
So won't you come and roll that other board with me?
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Softer sea, you and me, baby.
Tiffany Steiner, MBI Energy Services, talking about the hiring blitz you guys have going on.
Yeah, so it's next Friday, March 10th, at Super Pumper in Bellefield, North Dakota. 5 to 8 a.m. we'll be serving coffee and donuts. And then 10:30 to 1 p.m. we're going to be serving pop and hot dogs. All free. Just come say hi. Come meet the folks at MBI and learn what we have to offer to you. We also offer a sign-on bonus of $500. So just for hiring on with MBI, you get $500. And then once you're hired on, the process is you go through the HR process, and then you go to our world-class training center where they teach you everything from chaining up to backing up to the disposals and all that sort of stuff as well. And then, you know, once you're done with the training center, you go on and you move into your position, and then you have a trainer with you for a while. So to apply, you can go online to mbienergyservices.com, or you can call our recruiters at 701-575-8242, and if you press 5, that'll take you directly to our recruiters to speak to them. We have everything from workover supervisor, operator, derrick hand, floor hand, you know, all the oil, water, hot oil, truck driving positions as well, water transfer technicians, the list goes on. It's amazing the type the amount of open positions we have at MBI and the opportunity. It's not just you're going to be stuck in this position for the rest of your life. There is room to grow at MBI, and that's the really exciting part.